Greetings, namaste, and shalom, everybody out there in dreamland. I am the Beyond Top Secret Texan. Join me on my podcast, the Beyond Top Secret Texan Podcast, where I explore the outer limits of human abilities, top secret military technologies, the reality of extraterrestrial Earth alliances, secret space wars, advanced cryptozoology, and all subjects of theosophic truth, esotericism, and the occult. Beyond a Top Secret Texan Podcast.
Greetings, everybody out there in dreamland. Namaste and shalom. Iron sharpens iron, and a friend sharpens a friend. Thank you all very much for tuning into another broadcast of the Beyond Top Secret Texan. I am the Beyond Top Secret Texan. I am broadcasting to you from the third coast, the Gulf Coast, the coast with the most, the Gulf Coast of Texas. That's right. Gulf of Mexico. It is my pleasure and privilege to be doing so. Listeners new and old out there in dreamland, thank you all very much for listening to this broadcast, but know that there are over 600 episodes, videos that you can watch, live streams, and various other things that I posted on YouTube, thousands of dark web videos that I posted on my social media, such as my Twitter and my Telegram, as well as my Instagram. And you can find all of my web activity, such as my over 300 episodes on the podcast, through my podpage.com/BeyondTopSecretTexan website, simply by clicking the Linktree/BeyondTopSecretTexan link. When you click the Linktree/BeyondTopSecretTexan link, you are going to be teleported to a directory of all up-to-date and current web activities of mine. I would deeply appreciate you guys to follow and support as many as you can and share them with whoever you think would like them. If you have family who's in the podcast, if you go on social media, if you are active on websites like 4chan, post and share, Reddit, etc., all of that really helps me out. Thank you all very much in advance for sticking around for this episode. We are going to be talking about the, I don't know how to say this, current events of the deep state shadow underground world that we all are aware of, we're all living in and living through. Regardless if we are willing to admit that it's our reality, willing to admit that this is what's really going on, only a blind person couldn't see, or someone who can see and chooses only to watch the mainstream media. For they are silent about all these things, as they are apparatuses of the deep state. And only apparatuses of the deep state. They are 100% ignoring and trying to cover up the world-rocking events of this past few months. In fact, this calendar year. And in fact, specifically, within the last month, many, many great moments of awakening and disclosure, many great moments of revolutionary lifting of the veil moments. And we'll be trying to list through a number of them as we can remember them. We're not going to obviously reach all of them. But we are going to try to reach as many as we can. as I have a stream of consciousness and kind of running through Red October leading into Orange November. Now remember, symbolically, orange is important with these people, these deep state symbolists. They don't speak English 100% of the time. Although I'm sure 100% of them know English and can read it and speak it fluently as well as have translators. That is not their preferred language, I should say. Nothing is. No language on earth is. Latin is. Numerology is. Gematria is. Symbolism is. Occult symbolism. Occult practice. That is their language. That is their lingua franca. That is their mother tongue. That which they think first and then translate it into a vocal, written, regular language for the Gentile. Orange represents the number 33, which is indicative of the Christos, the synchronization of the primes. The activation of the double helix, or of the Piscean being. This 33 is also representative of their grand Masonic masters are ruling degrees in their Freemasonic lodges, as well as various other offshoot occult groups, such as the Satanic Churches, where the 33rd rank is that of Magus. Maga being very familiar to those following Donald Trump, or in fact those who have been alive in America or the world in the last, I don't know, 6 years. MAGA being the slogan, Make America Great Again, that was printed literally on every single item that you can imagine for sale, being purchased and proudly adorned on supporters of a Republican, quote-unquote Republican, but in reality a populist, constitutional libertarian party. And these groups that proudly adorn themselves with MAGA, they did so without any knowledge that MAGA meant the highest of all warlocks and leader of a nation's worth of satanic covens. Purely coincidence? I assume yes. Now, Red October originally referred to the Bolshevik Revolution that was occurring in Russia during the years of the 1910s. This symbolic color of red was also used by Donald Trump's cult of personality and branded upon the MAGA font and red hats. Most commonly and popularly associated with it, red hats. And that these red hats literally formed a populist surge that American politics had never seen before, was not properly equipped politically and socially to prevent or to thwart or to defend against itself. And I'm not saying it should have. I'm not saying it was anything but a corrupt and impotent system controlled by perverts and degenerates. Much like the czarist bourgeoisie and aristocracy. But no one saw it for what it was. A modern day Bolshevik revolution. Not one sponsored by big business. Not one sponsored by the American CIA or intelligence coup machine. Not one sponsored by a royal family of dark dynasties seeking to create a new Levant for their dark and arts or whatever. Not a squabble between ruling families played through proxies or the quote-unquote communist menace, but in a way, and many people theorize, the rise of American communism's seeds were planted that very day in the very same visually and physically indicative red revolution of populist, low-income working class, in many cases, petty bourgeoisie or lower, craftsmen, tradesmen, rural farmers, small town, big city, generally the majority and bulk of all backbone fundamental levels of society, caste and strata were represented in these rallies and still are to a much larger degree. Which is where we bring ourselves now, within those 6 years, back to what's going on in the current news. Donald Trump is coming back as president. The Q movement was absolutely 100% correct, despite all of the antagonisms and attacks by Alex Jones, by InfoWars, by the left, by the CIA, CNN, by Vice. All of their little fucking blue-pilled bullshit has not stopped the inevitable that the populist revolutions, the world civil war between working class and lower castes of this world, nation by nation, will mobilize, organize, educate themselves, and then march on and assert the control of all corporate and corrupt one percenters who have fundamentally divorced themselves from the morality and ethos, the ethics of the proletariat they dominate and parasite off. The fact that they are parasites, the fact that they cannot survive without the proletariat, and the fact that they take literally everything from the proletariat, regardless of the fact that this is history repeating itself, or praxis in terms of tribal warfare or anything is irregardless. They have committed crimes that people have been killed for less. Wars have broken out for less. And when they realized, when the populists realize that the only thing that rules them are contracts, laws, and the manager class that fulfills these contracts through obligations, such as if you don't pay your bills, there are people who are trained to not treat you as a human being worth dignity and a respect, but as a enemy of the company, the corporation, the profit company that they work for. And that American freedoms and rights do not apply within private industry. This is what it ultimately will come down to. That people are tired of being evicted from their homes. People are tired of being told that they have to pay due credit their debts that keep expanding based on principles that none of us in the working caste can control or understand. What the fuck is an APR? And what the fuck is the Fed? Why is my nation going through inflation? Why is my dollar worth less than it was a year before? Why is gas going up in cost? And while they'll always give us scapegoats, and at first it's going to just be Joe Biden. Here is the scapegoat. Here is Joe Biden. Kill him, kick him, hang him high. Do whatever you gotta fucking do, right? Joe Biden is your enemy. Then they're gonna say, well, it's the Democrats are your enemy. Kill them all, fucking hang them high, torch them in the streets, chase them, lynch them, kick their asses, whatever the fuck you gotta do. Make them pariahs, treason, traitors, kill them at Gitmo, whatever you wanna do. Get it over with, right? But go back to work. Get it over with, go back to work. Go back to your college. Go back to school. Regardless if it's far right, Nazi land, what's that fucking Handmaid's Tale or whatever, bizarro reality of American Trump fascism or whatever. Regardless if it's that or regardless if it's apple pie on the fucking table every night. Everybody's just living the dream. Got the nice white picket fence, 2.5 kids, car in your garage, all that good shit, right? America exceptionalism, right? Forever. Regardless of it's either of those options, if corporations are still ruling this world and this country, there is no such thing as freedom, there is no such thing as equality, there will never be such things except for a constant tyranny and organized crime poses itself as capitalism. Capitalism is truly the root of all evil against the human being, just like slavery is an evil against the dignity of the human being, regardless of what incarnation it takes within society. If a society has slavery, it is evil. And if a society allows slavery, it is corrupt because it is making deals with evil, not trying to stop it, which is unjust. You know, it's not a good karma. You must act when you can to prevent evil and bad karma. That's dharma, right? So on principles of occultism, etc., you gotta understand that this is like gonna happen. This is inevitable. Absolutely inevitable. And the only powers that the 1% have is deceit, psychological manipulation, and these invisible and intangible factors like sociology and psychology, which the common person simply never has had access to data or experience enough to truly understand, except in rare cases. And people like that typically were highly influential figures, like religious leaders, holy men, or political leaders, or military leaders, or writers, or poets, or artists that reached thousands and thousands of people due to their travels. Like Federico Lorca went from Spain to New York City, and they considered him such a dangerous and radically revolutionary person when it came to humanizing and providing a voice for real people, that they shot him And that was Franco's Fascist Republic. That's true fascism. Because that's what corporations fear. Fascism is corporations controlling the government in the guise of the military. Fascism is evil. Corporations, if they rule any place, turn it to fascism. Regardless if it's fascio, queer, fucking like they're trying to do in America, regardless if it's fascio, Christian, conservative, like they were doing during the Bush era, regardless if it's fascist, narco-cartelism, fascist communism and socialism, fascist atomic age, progressivism, you know, centralism, whatever they wanted to call the 1950s, because it was absolutely progressive neoliberalism. But at the same time, postmodernism, whatever it is, if corporations rule, corporations create tyrannies. For corporations have no traditional or natural or organic right to power. They only seek profits, and thus their entire baseline of operations is to manipulate and exploit and control not only their employees, but all their customers, who they view even less than human. Because as soon as they stop purchasing or providing them with their funding, their money, they are no good to them. Do you ever stop and think what would happen if corporations, if capitalism really ruled the world, and you stopped, if you had a boycott, if you tried to go off grid, if you tried to stop an addiction or stop buying from them? That's what black market organized crime means when I say corporations, because you have no choice but to buy from them. They monopolize everything, and they are there to take what you have, either labor, time, or your money. It's the same thing as indentured farming, but on an urban scale, because you have no access to food, and crime is literally the baseline of, have you stolen from them? Have you hurt their employees? Have you taken or hurt their opportunities or competed with them? It's not based on human dignity. It's not based on human morality. It's not based on human rights, right? So all humans will naturally rebel and hate them. So capitalism will always be doomed to revolution, especially populist communist revolution, classist revolution. The seizing of praxis, the nationalizing of industry and refineries and fucking natural resources and lands, etc., will always be viewed as belonging to everybody, and the thought of it being privatized and exploited for profit is a universally negative concept that we've been suffering with for centuries, regardless of what the quote-unquote current year is and quote-unquote SJW politics of the era are political correctness. All of those trends are bullshit. The true trend has always been the only mark of human progress and civilization is how egalitarian its civilization has become regarding working castes and how it honors the justice between every individual when it comes to the distribution of wealth, prosperity, etc. Right now, America stands in election month, and within recording this, I believe it'll be tomorrow or in a few days where everyone has their election, all the states, regarding our parliamentary bodies, Congress, Senate, various local, all the local governments and judgeships, sheriff's offices, etc. And overwhelmingly, it looks like America will vote red, will vote Republican. It will literally be a bloodless coup where the red MAGA-controlled faction of these constitutional fundamentalist libertarians under their demagogue Trump, Grand MAGA, with the red emblazoned cap of his head warlock himself, will return and take office, and that is not a bad thing. This is where we are standing in society. That is not a bad thing, for the military is already supporting it. It is a bloodless coup. It is back to a way of creating stability and a democratically chosen leadership to help reform and to direct America in a policy and policies that are more favorable to the zeitgeist of our tribe, that is the American tribe. Ironically, this is democracy in action. This is 100% democracy in action, because communism is democracy. Communism is the most democratic of all governments. Corporatism and fascism is the least. Capitalism is the least democratic. It is a republic system. And in fact, the corporations are not beholden to anyone except their shareholders. And that is literally a pay-to-play system when it comes to any kind of policy direction, with their CEO classes being monolithically mysterious as any occult society or any secret society. Who are these suits? Who are these CEOs? They're the relatives of politicians. They are appointees of the other CEOs' family and various nepotism-type positions. Fraternity brothers, secret society members, etc. And they are literally a revolving group of nomadic internationalists who could spend a few years managing high level, like, say, investment firms in the Middle East, be, you know, however ingrained in the society over there, which does openly favor near slavery conditions, the abuse of human rights when it comes to their labor force, the highly politicized policing and spying on their labor activities or their personal activities. Say, for example, the searching and policing for contraband and narcotics as a way of constantly intimidating and fucking with the workforce of mostly immigrant populations, as well as how they structure their society, with the workforce being millions of literally indentured servant immigrants who are not of that domestic culture. Thus, they come back to America after that education and seeing it being effective, and offer that expertise to back to their homeland and their home economy. Not as a good thing, not as, hey, this is what they do and this is what we should do about it, but as a, hey, how do we get this done here? And absolutely, if America had a greater percentage of Muslims, corporations would try to enforce that Dubai, Saudi Arabia style of theocracy, where the church and major corporations and the ruling family are all one and the same. Why the fuck was the Prince of Saudi Arabia owning Twitter as a billionaire shareholder, majority shareholder, and was purchased by Elon Musk? And that's symbolic in itself, and it also happened relatively very recently, and people say that's connected to this whole thing. Elon Musk being this double agent, triple agent, purchased asset. Elon Musk is not to be trusted. Beyond Top Secret Texan hates Elon Musk, and you should too. The guy is absolutely a fucking creep, scumbag, hack, moron, useful idiot with fucking super rich parents and connections with a satanic fucking mother who looks like she's Andy Warhol, and fucking anyone who says otherwise is a retard and doesn't fucking live in our world, like, doesn't see like how we see, needs to put on the fucking glasses. And you know, I'm tired of that Saturnite dragon-worshipping motherfucker with his stupid fucking devil armor, and he's a crypto Jew and all that shit like that. You can obviously see where he's coming from. NASA's an absolute scam for the military-industrial complex, and it was just a rebranding of NASA because NASA gets extremely low views and rating and shit like that and has no street cred. So SpaceX came by as a way just to get, you know, it back into funding and the public attention during... and it's absolutely just... Like, no one wants to call him out on the fact that he faked those SpaceX launches and he faked all that bullshit. And he faked the fucking car getting launched, and he's faked all his career inventions, and he's faked owning PayPal, and he's faked all this fucking bullshit from day one. He has no patents to his name, and yet, because he tweets against, like, Kathy Griffin and shit, people think, oh, he's one of us, he's a hero. And it's like, I've been talking about this for fucking years, actually. Since 2020, it was one of my first videos about how SpaceX is just absolute bullshit. And Elon Musk is just this fucking figurehead they have dancing against these strings because he's an owned asset. Because he's clearly a sex addict, and he's clearly a drug addict. And he clearly has had some issues that extend a lot deeper than fucking anyone who's willing to jeopardize their career as a psychologist or a profiler and just kind of lay it out in line. If you just watch his videos and learn about his life, you're like, this guy's a fucking basket case. Like, this guy is clearly like a child beater and a fucking abuser, and he's a clearly like a womanizer, and like all these most, like, you know, just terrible qualities for anyone in charge of any responsibility. And yet, like, still, like, it's always considered, like, but anyway, he's a double agent. Elon Musk should not be trusted. His purchase of Twitter should not be trusted. It's just changing hats, but it's not changing anything of the beast, any nature of the beast. Howard Hughes was badass. There's something going on in the chat right now, and I typically do not break the fourth wall while I'm recording live, but someone said Howard Hughes type military industrial complex. Not even close. Howard Hughes was the fucking man, alright? Howard Hughes, number one fan right here. Howard Hughes, I believe, was one of my past lives, so... Exactly, he died right above South Texas in a plane going to Houston Hospital from Mexico. And I believe when he died, his soul came to my body. And, yeah... Howard Hughes is badass, and from Texas and from Houston, and absolutely, I've seen his tomb and everything, and man, he fucked so many hot women, like, just starlet after starlet, just fucking giga-chad, just a giga-chad and a giga-chad plane, just big-ass fucking spruce goose. And he did a lot of other cool shit. He was a really, really intelligent and daring individual. A millionaire 100 times over by the age of 30. And yes, I know it's secret societies. Yes, I know he's Freemasonic. Yes, I know he's all that kind of shit. But he also did take over Las Vegas from the Mafia, which is, you know, that's a fucking badass shit. I mean, he's fucking Mr. House from New Vegas. I mean, it really was like that. He was just like, yes, I'll set up operations in Las Vegas for my Area 51 and other ventures in the desert. There are mysteries that man is not meant to understand, but I can profit from. Mysteries of the world of life and space. Give me 50 years and I'll have men walking on the moon. I'll have men living on the moon. Oh, the family's minor inconveniences to calculating, right? Money was good enough for some. Others, violence. But more were good businessmen and bargained for peace at the table. You're like, damn, Robert House is fucking badass. And you're like, yeah, he's Howard Hughes. That was exactly how Howard Hughes was. He operated just that smoothly. He was a genius. Like, you know, he was absolutely, like just this absolute badass. But anyway, I digress. So, now we're going about Elon Musk, right? So don't trust Elon Musk. Don't get too excited about this Twitter purchase. It is absolutely to lure out and take the bait for the super large groups of alt-right populists who are, by their very definition, naive. Not that they're bad-hearted people, but they are naturally uneducated and naive masses of people who will follow any false messiah and savior that they think is in their best interest. They think Elon Musk is on their side. They think he's an American hero. They adore and idolize this person. For example, Trump has already said, beware of him. Trump has already said that he won't return to Twitter, regardless of Elon Musk extending the olive branch. And there is a number, of reasons, red flags to indicate that Elon Musk is actually in cahoots with the previous Twitter policies, particularly his friendship and still business association with Jack Dorsey. Seemingly being the person doing the dirty work for this Twitter super company, which he only owns 9% of it. Yes, making him the majority shareholder. And as I've said before, the corporate power structure is extremely undemocratic. It does not dignify the human being in any capacity except that which is absolutely CEO or chairman of the board level. Everyone is expendable, and once expended, is worthless. If the corporation is challenged, that person who challenges them becomes the enemy of that corporation. And while it may seem hyperbolic to say to destroy that enemy, but yes, people have been killed by corporations in defense of that corporation's reputation. For example, China has a huge corporate merger type or government oversight with its corporations. And CEOs are routinely killed for corruption. CEOs are routinely executed for corruption, for fraud, for violation of contract or civil trust. In America, the best you can do is to win a lawsuit. Corporations operate like stateless entities, like real human beings who are above the law. Elon Musk is but the face of an entity, Twitter, which operates as if though it's above the law. That operates as if though it is the law. Because the way the Freemasonic power structure works, as like I said, the populists in the MAGA movement are proving, are that the Freemasonic occult masters merely present to the public their own rituals and transfers of power within themselves to the public as if though it's the public's decision that this occurred. Thus mocking and deceiving them with the illusion of choice. And those are always coded as color revolutions. Color revolutions were made by the CIA. I myself was an agent, provocateur, hitman, and assassin for the Orange Revolution in the Ukraine. There are many revolutions, like the Arab Spring. And others around the world, throughout history, that were not the choices of people, but rather a dark sorcery that fell over the people, made them insane. That's kind of what's going on in America. In this Orange November, yes, inevitably it will go red. Yes, inevitably the red tide. Yes, inevitably everyone will cheer, celebrate the saving of America, saving of the United States of America, the return to the Constitution, which many of us, myself included, took an oath to defend from enemies, foreign and domestic. But very few will ever do the research necessary to know that America is a corporation. America that they think they are defending was sold in 1913. This America is going to be that America transforming into a military-controlled junta. Away from the secret police and federal investigative spy networks of the massive 50-state corporation of the Charter of the United States Company. But soon, after this revolution lights the spark, plants the seed, the real revolution will inevitably grow. As people begin to learn, begin to act, begin to see change. My feeling is that eventually we'll break even this chain, even this matrix, into a grander, more utopian nation. And it may take until the 22nd century. I may not live long enough to see it. You may not live long enough to see it. But as I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast, the inevitable swing towards history is towards the liberation by popular selection of what we would call the communist government, but not the evil communazi government, not the evil totalitarian government of American propaganda and nightmares, but rather a government finally ruled by the working class peoples who profit directly from their industry and natural resources, and who have defeated the natural enemy, the international economic hitman, and transnational shipping trade cartels, the merchant classes, who have become tyrants, literally colonizing and seizing the wealths, the tribes, and the futures of every corner of this world. Internationally, Brazil is going through its own populist revolution. After a contentious, controversial, rigged election, which was obvious to anyone with social media. And anyone who had their heads outside of their own asses, politically speaking. After Bolsonaro, the former president, or the reigning president, lost a close election and called upon the military to perform an audit. The military was met with overwhelming support and the intimidating presence of thousands and thousands of protesters taking to the streets with Brazilian flags. This is a nation that has already undergone a military coup in the 60s. This is a nation that used to have a king. In fact, more than a king, an emperor. This is a nation that is paradoxically about its freedom, nationality, its beauty, its security, its ancestry, but also of its strong monolithic leadership, which unites such a diverse and massive nation of Brazil. When I say Brazil, it's easy to say, right? Short name, Brazil. That nation is bigger than fucking America, and most of it's a dense-ass jungle. It's got ethnic populations that range from as diverse as Japan to fucking Germany. It is absolutely also one of the most violent and crime-ridden, urban, sprawling places, with Rio de Janeiro being one of the murder capitals of the world. The military are seen as police. The military are seen as national heroes. As well as the police having attained a sense of power like the samurai classes used to, with their Bushido lifestyle and literal expertise at killing gangsters in gunfights, sometimes even from helicopters, through the favelas and crowded urban sprawls. Seizing the downtown municipalities, arresting and holding for arrest the suspected civil leaders and judges. By the time I'm recording this, tomorrow, Wednesday, will be the decision, or where they declare the decision for how they're going to move forward. But it's already clear that they're going to claim corruption and a rigged election. They're going to impose martial law, and they're going to try to reinstate the Constitution with the rule towards Bolsonaro. This is not a full military junta, but it's a military-assisted constitutional populist uprising, which, like America, is happening this month. Not a coincidence. This is gematria. This is numerology. This is occult symbolism. This is the ritualistic creation from chaos, or creation of order from chaos. From literally the ashes of the old, something new. But it's also old, because old is new. So out of the ashes of the neoliberal fascist, you know, Nazi, queer, fucking postmodernist, cosmopolitan, metrosexual type international banker corporation government controlled by debt, they are quickly transforming through populist revolt, quote unquote populist revolt, which is the brain control, the mind control of the masses, into a military controlled, isolationist, favoring national exceptionalist government with monolithic ideologies not political leaders, but ideologies. And if you thought the line for political correctness was narrow, which it fucking is, razor's edge thin, the line for conservatism, especially moral conservatism, in the sense of the Protestant traditional libertarianism or militiaism, is going to be even narrower, and it's going to be met with absolute full embrace, the other words, full embrace by small town and rural America. So it will definitely go back to a time where there were populations lockstep in that mindset of traditional American values, which isn't, like I've said before, a bad thing. It's just a thing. Now imagine the new 21st century looking a lot like how the American 1940s and 1950s looked for much longer, and that is the ideal. So very much like I've already predicted, a return to the Fallout timeline, or at least a manifestation of the Fallout timeline. So by the time 2050 rolls around, 2070, when the great nuclear war between America and China reaches its inevitable peak, the Americas, and especially North America, United States of America, USA, will be firmly in that 1950s, 1960s vibe, with that energy, that return to the flat circle, that point, that intersection, where it's very much like Mad Men. It's very much like America during the Korea and Vietnam Wars. It's this American exceptionalism. It's this American sense of invulnerability and power, as well as, of course, its own wealth and progress and strength being realistically able to destroy the world and wage this war against China, its inevitable competitor for the number one spot in the global superpower world. That also being said, we can move our attention to China. China, awesomely enough, Xi Jinping currently has killed, within the last month, his political rival slash ally and former chairman of China, the Communist Party itself, in a arrest made in front of everybody in the Communist Council, or the committee meeting. Basically, the Communist Committee meeting is this gigantic yearly meeting between all the Communist Party members across China, where the leader gives his address, and it's very much like Mao Zedong now, because the president is president for life, and he's very much this reformist, bringing China away from its corrupt and some would say even obsolete past 20th century Tiananmen Square, evolved form into the 21st century, which is this, you know, very, like I said, corporate, very efficient, very sophisticated, powerful, sleek, high-tech, you know, in some ways even sci-fi type China. And it's doing so regardless of who it has to execute, kill, imprison, and re-educate in camps to get it to that level of 21st century. Just like how Mao Zedong had the five olds five old ways of thinking, old ways of acting, old ways of, you know, working, old ways of thought and basically art and stuff like that. Old, anything old was destroyed. Anything old was absolutely the target of a leader trying to modernize his people. Just like Peter the Great energy, just like, you know, all these different rulers who literally tortured their populations, especially their ruling class and bourgeoisie class, and their rivals, in the name of modernity, using it as an ethical excuse to justify their violence. And obviously Caesar of power, you know, because they are, obviously they are the only ones who can justify and direct their nations to greater progress and greater good, regardless of who they have to execute as political criminals and corruption, you know, being guilty of corruption, like the former leader of the Communist Party. You know, these things have to happen. And just like how last in 2017... the Saudi Arabian royal family had to clean house on its corrupt and treacherous older members of their royal family who were not in line with the throne, but only existed to impede and to siphon off wealth and exploit that connection to the fullest against the benefit of any kind of Saudi Arabian goodwill to or public relation to its own people. And so, of course, some brothers had to kill brothers. Some uncles had to be executed and tortured. Some people had to disappear entirely. Some people had to be sawn apart at a embassy in France. You know, these things happen. They have to happen. It's called progress. It's Game of Thrones level progress, but it's progress nonetheless. That's a lot of the current news going on right now, at least when it comes in terms of politics or, you know, what have you. Now, next, we'll get into sports. The Houston Astros won the World Series, and we will read the gematria about that and why that was predictable, as well as what that means, at least in some kind of context of these interesting facts. This is kind of how I'm telling the modern news, if you don't know. I'm telling you what happened and giving you the dark side, kind of giving you the truth of what's really going on in this world. All right, second hour of the current news series. We'll try to go as long as we can with relevant information. It may not be a full hour, but always happy to provide long-form podcast episodes, especially on important and very interesting subjects such as these. As mentioned, the Houston Astros won the World Series. The Astros are crowned world champs on the anniversary of a mass casualty event at Astroworld in Houston, Texas. Houston Astros win in Game 6 in their 666th game since the Astroworld album was released. If you think this is coincidence, I have a bridge to sell you. Travis Scott's Astroworld album was released on August 3rd, 2018. The Houston Astros win the World Series with an 11-2 record in the playoffs. The Houston Astros had a record of 11-2 in the 2022 postseason. Houston, in the gematria, has the numerical value of 112. Houston Astros win in the anniversary of the Astroworld tragedy, which is also the date leaving 56 days remaining in the year. Houston was founded on June 5th, written 5-6th. days left in the year on November 5th are 56. The Astroworld concert that took those many, many lives, tragically, in a black magic ritual occurred on November 5th, 2021. The Houston Astros won the 2022 World Series on the first year anniversary of the Astroworld tragedy, exactly 225 days before Takeoff's next birthday, who died in Houston while the Astros were in the World Series. 225 has a gematria value that can translate to Astroworld tragedy. Astroworld, August 3rd, 2018. The Astros won the World Series in Game 6 in their 666th game played since the Astroworld album released. The Astros won on the first year anniversary of the Astroworld tragedy. The Houston Astros have played 666 games in the regular season and playoffs since August 3rd, 2018. Game 6 equals 666 in the reverse Sumerian. The Astroworld tragedy took place 666 months and 6 days after the Church of Satan was founded. Travis Scott was born on the founding date of the Church of Satan. The Astros win the World Series in 2022 on the first year anniversary of the Astroworld tragedy in Game 6 in their 666th game since the Astroworld album released. The Houston Astros have played 666 games in the regular season and playoffs since August 3rd, 2018, with Game 6 itself being 666 in the reverse Sumerian. Lucifer translates to 115 and the reverse gematria. The World Series was won on November 5th, 11-5. The Houston Astros and reduced gematria 66 find themselves in the company of terms such as number of the beast and brotherly love. The Astroworld concert, the synagogue of Satan, both have gematria values of 223. Philadelphia, which was the opponent, Philadelphia Phillies, has a gematria value of 223. Many people do not know this, but baseball itself is a Freemasonic ritualized sport where the movements of the batters after a successful hit, the positions of the outfielders and basemen, as well as construction of the baseball diamond and field itself, are all indicative of Freemasonic sacred geometry and astro-theological progressions in their mythology, or astro-mythology. Coincidentally, the largest legal payout in sports betting history occurred when $75 million was paid out to Jim Mattress Mack McGimgeball who bet successfully on the Astros to win the World Series. coincidence, make it what you will. But there was also heavy speculation as to the veracity of a bet made at the beginning of the season that suggested the Astros were going to beat the Philadelphia Phillies in Game 5. That's right, a bet was placed before the beginning of the season on the Astros beating the Philadelphia Phillies in Game 5 for the World Series. It ended on Game 6. At the time, Game 5 was a possibility. The odds were 250,000 to 1, which would have produced nearly a $200,000 payout for a simple bet of $50. Many people speculated that this was proof, this was evidence of a time traveler, and that this time traveler, or a Illuminati type figure with access to knowledge of the future, or a rigging of the Major League World Series, couldn't resist using that knowledge to place a wager which was guaranteed to pay off. And it was but one of the year of the largest sports payouts in the history of professional sports betting. In current news as well, moving away from sports, in the news of Q drops, in the world of Q, the internet battlefield, Q has posted on November 6, 2022, what groups are financing Ukraine? Question mark. Why are they financing Ukraine? Question mark. Why was Hunter in Ukraine? Question mark. What did Pop threaten to withhold from Ukraine? Question mark. $1 billion? Question mark. Who benefits? Question mark. What did Pop receive in return? Question mark. Why is Hunter not in jail? Question mark. Think. Period. Blackmail? Question mark. Bribes? Question mark. Extortion? Question mark. Threats? Question mark. How do you control a leader? Question mark. How do you control a country? Question mark. Are you ready to take back control? Question mark. Your vote matters. Period. You have all the tools you need. Period. Period. Always very interested in to see these shoe drops and see how they have been fulfilled, that they are being fulfilled. And I'm always greatly appreciative from the very first ones that dropped to have been a part of it, to have been literally on the cutting edge of it. In further news, in the conspiracy world, author David Icke has been banned from entering the European Union and is designated as a level 3 terrorist. This is the same European Union that paid state benefits to ISIS terrorists for years, with European citizenship, who are fighting in Syria and elsewhere in the Middle East. This is the same European Union that welcomed them back with full reimbursement for benefits, leading to many cases, such as when a woman of the Yazidi Christian tribe, refugee in Germany, was confronted by a man who had purchased her as a sex slave while fighting as operatives for ISIS in Syria. Their paths being forced apart while she was rescued and meeting again as he fled, retreating from combat back to his life as a civilian in the European Union. Meanwhile, David Icke, famous for saying that the Queen of England is a reptilian and that we live in a matrix created by Babylonian bankers, is considered so dangerous that he must be considered a level 3 terrorist and banned from entry into the European Union. They do not hate evil, they hate truth. They do not fight crime, they fight good men. Who tell that truth. Also in the current news, on the Ukrainian war front, Russia continues to succeed in its objectives, although the Ukraine forces continue to be bolstered by mercenaries, foreign equipment, and illegal donations by terrorist sponsors such as the United States of America and the UK. But as popular support wanes, as popular support vanishes from the Ukraine in a war without end, the Ukrainians have resorted to terrorism, blowing up the longest bridge in the world in Crimea with a truck bomb, training and arming saboteurs to strike at infrastructure, and allowing or contracting the first world powers of the United Kingdom and their special forces and military intelligence to create a terrorist army in the Ukraine, as reports by the RT News Network illustrate. Just in, according to leaked documents, before Ukraine blew up the Kerch Bridge between Crimea and Russia, British spies plotted it. British military intelligence reportedly planned to organize a secret army of Ukrainian saboteurs in Crimea to attack Russian targets on the peninsula. This was punctuated when the Russians declared that the Prime Minister of the UK at the time, Liz Truss, had sent a text message to Secretary of Defense Blinken in the United States, a simple message, "It's done." But those two words were evidence enough of the guilt of the UK in this act of sabotage and terrorism. For it was only 1 minute after the explosions occurred on the Nord Stream pipeline. Literally, chronologically, 1 minute after the explosions of the Nord Stream pipeline occurred, Liz Truss texted Secretary of Defense Blinken, Secretary of State, "It is done." Nations like Germany, nations like America have begun to demand greater accountability for the weapon systems and for the money they are sending to support the proxy armies in the Ukraine, but have still refused to commit anything in terms of troops or manpower. But may use this proximity of their advisors to plan proxy false flag attacks, maybe even against their own personnel. With the rising power of President Trump, who was historically opposed to the wars in the Middle East, yet led a campaign of increased bombing in nations like Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Yemen, going so far as to declare the Yemeni Houthi rebels a terrorist tribe or a terrorist group at the very end of his presidency, rises to power with open hostilities between Russia and the Ukraine, one can only predict there to be a heightened military response in that area and not a de-escalation as expected, but rather a increase in the United States' presence in the area and overt nuclear posturing on the level of the Cuban Missile Crisis. going back to Elon Musk and his deceptive inner nature versus outer image. Elon Musk in this Halloween famously wore a costume of red plate armor, faux armor, that looked and appeared like Dracula from the film Bram Stoker's Dracula in 1993, but also had a pentagram and Baphomet upside down cross sigil or goat head on the breastplate. Now, while extravagant and overt to his Illuminati status as a Satanist, which is nothing new compared if you've seen his appearance at the Met Gala, for example, or other fashion statements, you will know them by their symbolism. What is amazing, though, is that it appears that he left a review, a 5-star review on Amazon, saying from a ERM, initials only. What a great costume. Wore this to a satanic celebrity party in Dracula's castle in Romania. Fit me really well. If I didn't comply, they will punish me. I am the Antichrist. They are among us. Let me repeat. 5-star rating on Amazon.com by an ERM. What a great costume. Wore this to a satanic celebrity party in Dracula's castle, Romania. Fit me really well. If I don't comply, they will punish me. I am the Antichrist. They are among us. Coincidentally, the Church of Satan Twitter account, the official verified checkmarked Church of Satan Twitter account, on June 28th, 2022, at 2:50 p.m., tweeted out, "Our founder was Jewish, and to this day, we have many Jewish members. People make all kinds of claims about us, rarely based in fact." Like to point that out before I lead into this recent news that Kanye West in this pop culture sphere has apparently destroyed his career and public image, as well as burned every bridge at once by naming the Jew, by scaring the Jew when it comes to terms of global media control, global banker control, accused of widespread anti-Semitism, spreading anti-Semitism and promoting it amongst his listeners, i.e. the black population and the Christian population. Nearly $1 billion worth of contracts on his likeness and image were cut, mostly through fashion and through mainstream banking and like loans, etc., for his business, support for his business. This saga quickly grew out of control like a wildfire, and over the course of only days, not only were many people implicated as being a part of the MK Ultra, when it is all accurate, by the way, they are a part of the MK Ultra, they are a part of the Illuminati, they are a part of the celebrity whackers, the handlers, the abusers, the users, the pushers, that the handlers that abuse celebrities, that treat them like property, that violate their personal rights, and then suicide them if they start malfunctioning or breaking down, or if they get too much mileage, as the quote-unquote pimps say. They are everywhere in Hollywood, and they are always attaching themselves to exploitable, weaker, dysfunctional celebrities. Kanye West would fit that description. And one of his handlers was a individual. I'm trying to find that information. Hold on one second. But it was his trainer. It was a celebrity trainer. That has been involved, implicated in, say, the deaths of Brittany Murphy, or the gender dysphoria of Ellen Page. So there's a lot of interesting truth drops being shared this last few days, and involved even the death of Aaron Carter, child singer of the 90s, who was trying to come forward and help Kanye with his own experiences in this industry with these handlers. Around the same time, lots of people were emboldened to come forward and to share their truths, with one of them being this very well established in the cryptocurrency world, a figure with the Twitter handler Delete Shitcoin, coming out and tweeting, "The CIA and Mossad and pedo elite are running some kind of sex trafficking entrapment blackmail ring out of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean islands. They are going to frame me with a laptop planted with evidence by my ex-girlfriend who was a spy. They will torture me to death." End message. That being said, we gotta always remember that just because we're paranoid does not mean they're not out to get us. Also, any woman that shows you any attention is a fed. Any woman that shows interest in you is an agent of the state. Cut off all communications with her immediately. Especially if you are important, especially if you have money and a good career, like if you are actually useful to them. Hilariously enough, there have been several developments also in the last couple of days which point to a escalation of an underground or invisible military operation, or the positioning of the military in strategic elements or positions within the country's infrastructure, preparing for a transition of power or a seizure away from civilian governing elites. One of which was that above Mar-a-Lago, they had a order for a 6+ month no-fly zone over Trump's residency of Mar-a-Lago. This is a first since he left office. Also, it is not listed as a VIP, which is odd because POTUS TFRs are always VIP. Could this be an indication that something is about to go down? Yes, especially when in connection to the fact that Joe Biden, during his last and most recent address of the nation, did not have a presidential seal on his podium. And did not have any official watermark or seal behind him, nor was he speaking traditionally in the hallway of the White House, where mostly every other address to the nation has been conducted in the last 30 years, if not longer. And I mean continuously. But just this year, have they been filmed clearly on a soundstage in a studio off location? Hilariously enough, Trump also has come forward saying that Biden is not the real Joe Biden. And that fact, Biden is a clone or a body double. And there is a lot of evidence to verify this, so he's just stating the obvious. And it is probably already the case that the real Biden has been arrested and quite possibly already executed in a court-martial in Gitmo for high treason. ...2022 has been an eventful year, just in conventional world issues amongst human beings, with our own labyrinthian societal power structures, our own very elaborate and complex community authority systems, and the literal war zone of philosophies and ideologies, both internal and external, that we call our daily lives as Americans. Thank you all very much for listening to this recap of current events, at least in these conventional domain ways. I think I kind of shared everything that was going on recently, at least for posterity's sake. I'll be trying to do more of this current news. I'll be trying to do more of the north, east, west, south news style, where I break down multiple subjects and I address the more relevant modern occurrences that are going down in the conspiracy world or the dark web world or the fringe world, but like the real counterculture world, the invisible world that's relevant to people, that's actually happening right now and it's being covered up by the mainstream media, by the YouTube algorithm and by social media, etc. The stuff that does get me shadow banned. And hopefully, when it finds your ears, You know that this was preordained. This is from a higher power. That you know that you're one of the elite listening to content which is hidden from almost 99% of everyone else on Earth. And that your journey started long before you ever found my channel. And this is the evolution of your awakening, is to listen to the words that I have and the truths that I have to give you. Thank you very much for helping me on my journey and for this stage that I am currently on. Thank you all very much. Namaste and shalom. Iron sharpens iron, a friend sharpens a friend. I've been the Beyond Top Secret Texan. You've been listening to the Beyond Top Secret Texan broadcast from the Third Coast, the coast with the most, the Gulf Coast of Texas. Peace out.